Track 52. Page 49. Exam practice. EGE Listening Task 3.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Welcome to our program, Museums of the World. With us today is museum curator Donald Partridge. He's going to tell us about the Natural History Museum of London.
Which is my favourite museum.
So you're keen to talk about it. Why is this museum so special to you?
Well, you see, I didn't actually study museum curating at university. I studied paleontology, which involves the study of dinosaurs. But like many people, my career went in a different direction, and I settled on working in natural history museums, rather than digging up bones. I'm quite pleased with my work, nonetheless. Enough about me. I love the Natural History Museum because it has amazing displays of dinosaur skeletons.
What sort of dinosaur skeletons have they got?
They have a fantastic skeleton of a Diplodocus, a dinosaur with an extremely long neck and tail. For many years, it was the largest known dinosaur. The museum skeleton is 32 metres long and it's nicknamed Dippy, which may not be very appropriate, since Dippy means silly. But the Diplodocus wasn't silly, and it was graceful when it moved. And since it ate plants, I imagine it must have been a rather gentle creature.
It must be wonderful to see an actual dinosaur skeleton.
Oh, hold on. The one in the museum is a replica of the original. The original belongs to the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where the real bones, which were dug up in Wyoming in 1898, are now.
I see. Do visitors know it's not real?
Well, it says on the plaque near the skeleton that it's a fake cast of the original. So if visitors read that, they'll know it's not real. Actually, Dippy is causing a bit of controversy right now. The museum wants to take Dippy down. They say that because it's not real, it's not so relevant to natural history anymore. They want to put up a real skeleton of a blue whale, which is also very impressive.
Really? How sad.
Yes, it's a pity, really. Dippy is a cultural icon, but nothing is for certain. Museum goers and Dippy supporters have asked the museum to reconsider their plans. People have been quite vocal about it, saying that it's wrong to put up the blue whale skeleton because the blue whale isn't even extinct yet. They ask how it can be part of history when it's still part of the present.
That does make some sense, but I guess it's a matter of opinion. Do you want to see a real skeleton of an enormous living mammal or a fake cast of an extinct dinosaur?
Good question. As a curator, my job is to protect museum collections and ensure they're relevant. Of course, museums also want to wow museum goers with a spectacular display. You see, the blue whale is the largest mammal currently in existence. Museum officials want to hang the skeleton in the museum entrance where Dippy is at the moment. Visitors will be able to walk underneath it.
So you're excited about this change to the museum?
I haven't decided yet. On the one hand, Dippy is a part of my childhood. I remember seeing it when I was 10 years old. But you know the saying, out with the old, in with the new. Perhaps in time we'll come to love the blue whale like we do Dippy.
It's time for a break, but when we come back...
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Welcome to our programme, Museums of the World. With us today is museum curator Donald Partridge. He's going to tell us about the Natural History Museum of London.
Which is my favourite museum.
So you're keen to talk about it. Why is this museum so special to you?
Well, you see, I didn't actually study museum curating at university. I studied paleontology, which involves the study of dinosaurs. But like many people, my career went in a different direction, and I settled on working in natural history museums, rather than digging up bones. I'm quite pleased with my work, nonetheless. Enough about me. I love the Natural History Museum because it has amazing displays of dinosaur skeletons.
What sort of dinosaur skeletons have they got?
They have a fantastic skeleton of a Diplodocus, a dinosaur with an extremely long neck and tail. For many years, it was the largest known dinosaur. The museum skeleton is 32 metres long and it's nicknamed Dippy, which may not be very appropriate, since Dippy means silly. But the Diplodocus wasn't silly, and it was graceful when it moved. And since it ate plants, I imagine it must have been a rather gentle creature.
It must be wonderful to see an actual dinosaur skeleton.
Oh, hold on. The one in the museum is a replica of the original. The original belongs to the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where the real bones, which were dug up in Wyoming in 1898, are now.
I see. Do visitors know it's not real?
Well, it says on the plaque near the skeleton that it's a fake cast of the original. So if visitors read that, they'll know it's not real. Actually, Dippy is causing a bit of controversy right now. The museum wants to take Dippy down. They say that because it's not real, it's not so relevant to natural history anymore. They want to put up a real skeleton of a blue whale, which is also very impressive.
Really? How sad.
Yes, it's a pity, really. A Dippy is a cultural icon, but nothing is for certain. Museum goers and Dippy supporters have asked the museum to reconsider their plans. People have been quite vocal about it, saying that it's wrong to put up the blue whale skeleton because the blue whale isn't even extinct yet. They ask how it can be part of history when it's still part of the present.
That does make some sense, but I guess it's a matter of opinion. Do you want to see a real skeleton of an enormous living mammal or a fake cast of an extinct dinosaur?
Good question. As a curator, my job is to protect museum collections and ensure they're relevant. Of course, museums also want to wow museum goers with a spectacular display. You see, the blue whale is the largest mammal currently in existence. Museum officials want to hang the skeleton in the museum entrance where Dippy is at the moment. Visitors will be able to walk underneath it.
So you're excited about this change to the museum?
I haven't decided yet. On the one hand, Dippy is a part of my childhood. I remember seeing it when I was 10 years old. But you know the saying, out with the old, in with the new. Perhaps in time we'll come to love the blue whale like we do Dippy.
It's time for a break. But when we come back...
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.